The mayor of Marine City is with us right now, Dave VandenBosch. Mr. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
I don't think I've seen you since Merry Time Christmas.
Yep, when you were down in Marine City.
It's always a good time. And you had hinted off the air when we were having a conversation that you might be seeking a different political office. What's going on?
Yep, I'm going to run for county commissioner for the 7th District.
That is the Downriver District, currently held by Bill Graytop. Why the decision to run?
I think I've got an interesting perspective to run. I was a county employee for almost 10 years. I mean, I know what it's like being inside the system. I've grown businesses throughout the district for the last 25, and then also being mayor, I've seen what it's like to partner with the county, to work for the county, to sometimes even oppose the county at certain levels. And I think I bring a different view to the perspective.
Well, talk a little bit about that relationship between the community in which you live and serve currently and county government.
Well, I think District 7's and all of St. Clair County is definitely uniquely shaped. We're not a square county. And we have different, each district has its own pluses and minuses and needs and wants. And I think you've got to represent that, the South is just, there's a lot of, homes and a lot, and it has some agriculture, but not like the North and the West does. So
right.
It's just a different kind of atmosphere.
Well, so what are some of the needs in District 7? What would you be advocating for as a commissioner representing that district?
I think we have to work at working together with different communities. And I think the county not necessarily would do that for them, but I think facilitating that is something huge. We do that at the fire department level because we cover three different jurisdictions, and we brought them all together. Instead of contracting it, we brought them in as part ownership of the fire department. And I think that's key, bringing people together. And even in Marine City, we've started looking at a feasibility study with East China to see how it would work for joining our water departments together and cutting costs, but at the same time, ensuring better or higher quality service.
There has been an awful lot of talk in the last few years, and not just talk, but we've seen examples of communities working together, whether it's Port Huron, St. Clair, Marysville, Marine City. Do you feel like those District 7 communities do work with other communities well, or is there room for improvement there?
Oh, I definitely think there's room for improvement. And it's tough because nobody wants to lose their authority. Nobody wants to give up power. But I think in today's economy with dwindling tax resources, we have to do more with less.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's not always easy to do, is it?
No, and everybody's got their own kingdom and don't want to give up this or give up that. And I think sometimes, and especially the necessity with dwindling employees, mm-hmm. We're having a hard time filling positions, and the fire department's extremely bad. The sheriff's department having a hard time filling positions with good quality people. We have to work together.
How do you solve that problem? Because everybody is having trouble, it seems, finding good quality employees, whether it's the private sector or the public sector. How do you attract more quality employees to St. Clair County?
Well, I think we have to first foster the employees we have, and when you have it. When you're working against each other or in opposing sides, we have to work together. And I think Google's been a great example of that. They've enriched their employees' lives. It's not necessarily always pay. Sometimes it's time off. Sometimes it's just the quality of life is what today's employees are looking for. And I think I bring that with the different companies I have. We have a struggle, and we've had to find different ways to staff these different companies, so right. I think I can bring a little different perspective to it.
County commission is a little different than municipal government in that you're basically overseeing a budget, and the department heads sort of run their own departments. How do you see making that transition from being mayor of Marine City, where you definitely have a leadership voice there, to being one of seven commissioners on an organization that functions a little differently than a city council?
Well, I think we've tried to move in that direction in the city. And try, and as mayor, I tried to put myself at 5,000 feet instead of direct management. And it's tough for me being a type A ready to get my hands dirty to backing off. And I think this has been a great 4 years of helping lead the city. And we've gotten rid of some major headaches in the city. I mean, we've resolved the issues with 300 Broadway. We've got the teen center in it. We've got the other side being worked on by the Historical Society and Save City Hall. We've got the new building coming along. So, I mean, we move forward, and I think we could do the same at the county level.
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you to put your mayor's hat on for just a moment and talk about the ferry, because that's the hot topic of conversation. I think, you know, anytime that Marine City comes up, what's the latest on that?
Well, it's about the same as it was before. We haven't heard any new information, and we're not getting any help out of the Detroit office for Customs and Border Enforcement.
And that's the issue right now.
That is the major sticking point right now. And until that's resolved, there really won't be a ferry in Marine City.
Well, that's unfortunate. But hopefully, I guess all you can do is appeal to the federal government. And
we've been doing that with Senator Peters' office, and Representative Mitchell's been, they've sent letters, and we're just not able to get them to budge one bit on that.
Yeah. So you're going to be campaigning this year for District 7, St. Clair County Board of Commissioners. I guess, I always like to say, well, what would you want voters in that district to know about Dave VandenBosch when they make their decision come election time?
I've grown up in the community. I know what a lot of their issues are, but I still don't know everything. So if people have an issue, please bring it to me. You know, and there's stuff we can look into, and I think there's hopefully a different way of looking at the same problems we've had.
Always appreciate you coming in, Mayor.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Good to see you, Dave VandenBosch, the mayor of Marine City, running for District 7 St. Clair County Board of Commissioners.